What up, party people? It's the podcast. Your boy Roddy Perry, impromptu. I'm currently walking because my wife, pretty sure it's my wife anyway, my wife decided to help me without helping me. Now, she obviously assumed that I did something on accident, right? So let me tell you the whole story. So I ride my bike occasionally. The bike rack was on the back of my car. And don't get me wrong, we don't live in a neighborhood where you gotta be worried about somebody stealing a bike off the back of your car. So the bike rack is on the back of my car, and I was having an issue with my car, so last night I took her car to go play poker. So I didn't carry my keys. I left my keys in my car and I left the car door open on purpose. So my wife gets up, 4:35-ish. She's out 5:05, 5:10. So I know what she did. She saw the bike rack. She took the bike off the car. Didn't put it up. Didn't put it in the garage. She put the bike rack. She took it off the car and just put it by the garage. What the fuck? Okay. Okay. So, well, at least maybe she left the car door open. No, she locked the car. So guess where my keys are? Inside the goddamn car. Because I knew what I was doing. So now she didn't help me, but not help me at all. What the fuck? Now she got to come home for lunch, let me in my car. Otherwise, I don't have no car today. It's some bullshit. Some bull fucking shit. Am I wrong? Should she have minded her damn business? I'm going to bring her on later. Let her explain herself. Why would you even... It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Why would you... You know I'm coming out to the car in 45 minutes. Why? All right. It's Roddy Perry, man. It's my life. My fucking life. All right. Okay, podcast. I'm back. It's 20 minutes later. Venting to the kids, explaining to what happened, what I think happened anyway. Turns out it wasn't my wife at all. Nope. My daughter did it. She locked my car. She did the fake bike removal. So I must publicly apologize to my wife. She did not do this at all. I was wondering, why would she do this at 5 o'clock in the morning? But she didn't. My daughter did it last night, trying to get a damn soda. Locked my damn car. So I still need my wife to come home. Now I know she ain't going to do it because it don't have nothing to do with her. I'm glad I didn't come to her with all this motherfucking lip that I was ready. I was ready. Oh. So what's the lesson learned? The lesson learned is to don't jump to conclusions. Even when it looks like what it looks like, you could be wrong. You could be completely fucking wrong. And I am wrong on 1,000 levels right now. So, wife, my bad. Rihanna, stay the hell out of my car, man. What the hell? Shit. All right. Let me get this car unlocked. Well, what up, party people? It's time for the podcast. It's your boy, Roddy Perry. It's a good day today in the neighborhood. I'm just chilling right now, man. I've been more unproductive than I've been in many years today. And I had people asking for my time. You know how people just hit you up like, hey, man, can you make it here? Can you make it? I said, no. Several people. But no reason. Just wasn't the day. I didn't want nobody using none of my time but me, man. So I'm washing some clothes and playing some Madden, man. I had a great Madden day. One of my buddies been kicking my butt for like a week. Got him today. Put him down. Made me feel good. So what's the podcast today? The podcast is this. Take some time for yourself, man. Whatever that time is, you might not get a whole day. You might get 10 minutes. You might get 15 minutes. You might get an hour. Take some time. Whatever you like to do, whatever you love to do, go do it. You like to run, go run. You like to read. If you like to watch a movie, go watch a movie. You don't need anybody to do it with you. Just go rock by yourself today. Figure it out, man. I'm excited about it. The reality is most days is like this for me. I mean, I don't like, it's not deliberate. Most days I don't have a whole lot to do. You know, that's the life of the comedian, you know. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm usually kind of chilling. And then my week picks up Wednesday through Sunday. So, it's a great life, man. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I dropped my daughter off at the bus stop some morning to see the gainfully employed people headed to work. And I'd be like, I'm going lay back down. I ain't bragging though. Cause see, I don't have no check coming every 2 weeks. Sometimes I don't know where the next money coming from, but that's what God is. God is this. God is like, trust me, I got you. Day to day, month to month, year to year. As I get older, I'm definitely more spiritual. I be feeling guilty sometimes that I don't go to church like people go. People go every Sunday. I might go to church a couple times a year, but I'm the most spiritual person you know. You know, I mean, I love the Lord. I mean, I believe Christ died on the cross for my sins. I'm a Christian. I don't be wanting to be around church people. I don't like church people. Anybody else? Fake to me, man. Keep it real with y'all podcast. Anybody else? Don't get me wrong, man. Good church folks, man. It make me feel good to be around them, but sometimes they get on some bullshit. You can't wear this. What I said in the Bible. We just said it. No drinking, no smoking, but everybody drinking smoke. Can't dress like this. Can't say this. But they want to be in a picture with a celebrity. Don't go together. It's hypocrisy at its best. I'm just talking, man. It's a beautiful day. It's a bit overcast, but it's still beautiful, right? I'm looking at the clouds right in front of my vehicle right now. And the clouds are blocking the sun, which is cooling us down. And we love the sun. We love the way it makes us feel. But the cloud is just as beautiful. And the cloud look like the cloud without the sun somewhere. Because the sun, it's got its light. It's reflecting off the cloud. Because the cloud was there when it was dark. You couldn't see the motherfucker. But now the cloud, it's got the sun on the other side. Then the cloud would fly there. When I look at the cloud, I think of my mom. Because when I was a kid, me and my mom used to go to the park sometimes. We just lay on the ground and look at the clouds. And she would tell me, like, what do you see? So when you look at the clouds, you just see something. What do you see? Wow, I remember that I was a little boy. Mom, I love you. Wherever you are, if you're listening to this, I miss you. Coming up on your 1 year anniversary of checking out of this old rat hole we call Earth. And I know you're doing well. Shit. And you know I'm doing well. You know, put in a good word for your boy up there. Rodney Perry.